Barbados and Ghana are forging ahead with efforts to bring the two countries closer together. The latest move in that regard has come in a series of bilateral talks arising from a visit to that country by the Barbados Prime Minister Mia Motley. She addressed the Parliament of Ghana, announcing the signing of two new agreements.
One, establishing cooperation for the delivery of assistance in nursing care to the people of Barbados, and two, a cooperation agreement between the Port of Tema and the Port of Bridgetown, recognizing that the logistics that worked during that iniquitous slave trade can work today without us having to bring the pernicious aspects of those logistics to bear. That the ships left the Gold Coast and arrived at the first port of call in Barbados in the Americas was something that was established long before us for 200 years. It is up to us now to make it work for the people of Africa and the people of the Americas.
Prime Minister Motley also drew attention to the removal of visas for people traveling between the two countries.
Having removed the paper restrictions, we must now build, Mr. Speaker, on the concrete bridges to travel. And our two governments must commit, as we do with other industries, to nurture the environment within which our business people will be able to take the risk to travel across what is really the shortest distance. And you will forgive me again if I ask the question, Mr. Speaker, why do we travel from Barbados to London to get to Accra, or from Accra to New York to get to Barbados? When you examine the facts, Mr. Speaker, the bottom line is the distance between Barbados and London is 6,775 kilometers. The distance between Accra to London is 7,337 kilometers. And the distance between Barbados and Accra is 6,555 kilometers. So that it is by far the shortest route to travel. Now, we cannot claim that our colonizers are dividing us anymore. And therefore, it is imperative on us to be able to make the choices that will make the definable difference for our people.
And the Barbados Prime Minister told the parliamentarians in Ghana of our own expertise in the area of solar water heating.
Barbados is equally anxious to share with you in Ghana our expertise in the solar water heating industry. We take it for granted. Indeed, there is no house in Barbados that is built now for the last 40 years without a solar water heater. Barbadians, even young ones, don't even know that you can use electricity to warm water anymore. Barbados is number 3 in the world per 1,000 with respect to the penetration of solar water heaters. And I have had the honor to bring with me to Ghana one of our distinguished sons and pioneers of this industry, Mr. James Husbands, who is here to be able to share his expertise and to see how we can work together to continue the pioneering work of making hot water available to our people. Anyone who knows what it is to take a cold bath at 5 in the morning will appreciate why this matters to our constituents. Your Minister of Finance delivered, I believe, a budget this week in this Parliament and would have referred to the continued need, as all of us do, for investment. But why do we look north as if we are looking to heaven for manna instead of looking in front of us to see who stands in front of us? If we look across the Atlantic Bridge, we see ourselves literally, and it ought to be the position of both countries, both regions.
Prime Minister Mia Motley addressing the Ghanaian Parliament. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.